Hello and welcome back to HWLRadio.com. You're here with your main man, Hollywood. It's been a minute since I got on here and hollered at y'all, but this here was a situation where I had to get on the microphone because I see a lot of people coming at Cardi B talking about this and talking about that, but it's a little more deeper and more serious than y'all think and know. Because I once was a rapper, and I told y'all a long time ago, if you don't remember the story, I was hollering at a Sony A&R, and he told me that, can I rap like 3-6 Mafia? I was doing positive rap, because, you know, I was trying to enlighten my people, show them there's different ways than just all negative. There's some positive to the streets, to the world. And, you know, like, I notice, because I'm a person that notices the way that the whole world is moving. And I'm like, man, these people don't want to hear no positive music. Because when I got mad at somebody and dissed them, they like, man, that's your hottest song. Like, make more songs like that. I'm like, no, that really ain't the aim that I'm doing with the music. Like, I'm trying to do something positive. So what I'm basically trying to get at is you see in this video here that this is all a big business. The music industry is tied to the jail systems. For those that didn't get the message, like my son earlier, so I had to tell him, nigga, if I play something for you, you need to be listening to get the message. But because it wasn't Fortnite, because it wasn't PlayStation 5, or because it wasn't the NBA playoffs, it just went right through your ears and out the other. You didn't care about it. You need to cut that out, man, because you ain't never gonna learn nothing, basically. I can't even remember what I told him, but it was a good line. And you know how when you say some good stuff and you don't write it down, when it comes time to recite it, you ain't got it. And I just don't got it. But, you know, back to what I was saying. What I'm trying to tell you is if when you seen this video, it should have opened up your eyes to, okay, so they paying this. See, you need to be mad at the people that is selling out your people. Now, this is the real term of a sellout, because I can't say that they can't be a sellout right now, but this is the real term of a sellout. Like, the people that was in that room, that's why KRS-One and Public Enemy and them came out with the phrase sellout in their lyrics, because they knew about this and why they wasn't invited to the meeting, period, in the first place. But, you know, it couldn't get out into the open world because it would have been hits and niggas been getting killed. But this is all one big business for you to idolize somebody and go out and do some stuff that they ain't never did in their life. They just knew how to put it into some lyrics and some words that sound real good. And you about to go out there and you about to go do the stuff. You're going to go to jail. The guy that's paying the rapper to do it, he's paying him a set wage. So he gets paid more off the more that the rapper does. And then he also gets paid off of you after you go to jail for doing what you thought that this rapper was telling you to do was the coolest thing and the hottest thing to do. It actually isn't. Some people have to go through, some people have to live like this. Some people don't. Like, there's some situations where I was like, man, like, why am I even doing, I don't even have to do this stuff. Like I'm blessed. Like, why am I even out here doing demon stuff and I'm blessed? Like, it just doesn't make sense. It's like, man, I don't like the good stuff. I don't like the good life that much. I want to just go here and mess my whole life up. So I'm going to just go here and join in with this. Like, nah, you got to be smarter than that. And that's what a lot of our people are doing out there. And I've been there and I done that. So that's why I'm enlightening y'all on how not to do that. But I say it Cardi B because I was talking to my daughter about Cardi B and everybody talking about the Offset and Cardi B, the divorce. Like, you know, I really don't believe in divorce, but there's sometimes where, you know, divorce is needed. And I'm not going to sit here and say Cardi B's bad person, but what I'm trying to tell her is that look at how they're using you. You might know about it and you might not know about it, but look at how they're using you to destroy the young ladies' minds that idolize and look up to you. Because we as a parent, we could tell our kids, yeah, it could be our job to be there for our kids, but you and I both know If you idolize somebody or idolize something, you're going to go out and do it anyway. Like, I remember I seen Wu-Tang Clan with gold teeth. I asked my mama, could she get me some? No, you ain't going to be having no gold teeth. Guess what I did? I went and got some gold teeth. And what did I do? I walk out the house and pop them in after I'm away from home. And before I get in the house, I take the teeth out and go in the house. So, you know, there's all kind of ways around it. Don't act like, nigga, you was just... You was Paul in the Bible, nigga, because you wasn't. So all I'm saying basically is pay attention and don't let these people steer you wrong. And that's what they are doing. Like Megan Thee Stallion, Cardi B. If you take time out and listen, they're not telling you nothing positive. Nothing that they're telling you is going to have you married for 30 plus years. Nothing that they're telling you is going to have you financially making good moves. Because if you cross people out to get a bag, all of them bridges and networks that you would have had if you would have did it the right way with somebody that was right coaching you the right way in positive way, that all of that stuff would be 360. See, all you doing is you going and that circle is just breaking off every time you go around. So when you at the end of the circle, nigga, you're by yourself because everybody you done played or done cutthroat to get to the top, they looking at you like, nah, nigga, nah. Look, yeah, we could do a $30,000 deal together. Man, I could take 10, you could have had 20, or it could have been the other way around. Hey, any money is good money, and you done messed that up. All because you listen to somebody that ain't living how that they telling you to live. That's the TV. That's the music. That's all of that stuff. So this basically is to the kids. So, I mean, like, adults, some of them you can get through to, some of them you can't. So that's all I got to say about that, man. But for those that don't get it, like my son didn't get it when I played it for him, that's the breakdown. And that's going to be the show for today. And I'm out.